Good morning. Welcome to Morning Prayers. My name's Hannah. I'm on community here. Shall we begin with the liturgy? Watch, wait. The day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. The reading for this morning is Mark chapter 12, and it's verses 1 to 12, and it's the parable of the talents. And in the Bibles, it's on page 1017, if you'd like to read along. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is their heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. So this parable is clearly about God's dealing with his people over generations. And I just noticed there were kind of like three P's, three things that God invested in. There was protection, there was provision, and there was plans for their well-being and for prosperity. Another P. So there's four P's. And the return, if you like, was that he was due. What he was due was his people's devotion and their love and their agreement with his purposes. And he sent prophet after prophet who were ignored and killed. And they often gave their devotion to other things. They thought of Jesus just as just being one man whose message was nothing in comparison with their religious tradition in history. But in fact, Jesus was the most important part of God's overall plan and purpose. And a word that really spoke out to me when I was reading the verses was towards the end. It talks about the cornerstone, and the cornerstone being God's plan to build his church and his community. And yeah, just the way that he's invested so much into each of our lives. So I just thought this morning, just time to recognise this, to give him all the glory. And I was reminded as well as the Philippians 1 verse 6, where it talks about God completing the work that he has started and the work that he started within us as well. So just take a few minutes now just to pray, just to give God the glory, just to thank him. And there's a lot of grace within this passage as well. So just to thank God for the grace that he shows us as well. And we're talking about a vineyard. What fruit are we seeking in our lives for God's glory? Fruit that we can give back to him. So yeah, we'll just take a few minutes to pray and then I'll finish with a song. Shall we say the closing prayer together? Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Amen. Breakfast will be served downstairs in a few minutes, but do feel free to stay a bit longer.